Our next case is number 12,058. Robert and Wendy Ogden are seeking variances from the side and rear setbacks, section 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northeast side of Elmwood Avenue West, approximately 958 feet south of Woodland Circle. The 911 address is 23611 Elmwood Avenue West, Lewis. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 234, map 17.08, parcel 227. Specifically, the applicant is seeking a 4.5-foot variance from a 5-foot side yard for the shed and a 2.2-foot variance from 5-foot for the rear yard for a shed. We received 7 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 1 mail return. We received letters of support from Karen H. Beck, stating that she's writing in support of the request for the variance on their property, which is next door in Angola by the Bay, next door to her property in Angola by the Bay. She supports the request to tear down the old shed and build a replacement in the same location next to the boundary line. They've made improvements to the property, to the house, and enhanced the neighborhood, and has full confidence that the new shed will do the same. Mary Ann Powell also submitted a letter to affirm her support for the variance, to request replacing pre-existing rotted and hazard wood shed with a prefab new shed. Dan and Nancy Nardo, also writing in support. They are directly across the street, and the shed is partially visible from their property, and feel that the new shed would be an improvement. Stephen and Cynthia Harris also is writing to support to replace the existing shed, and they are state that the applicant is continually improving their property. And then Keith and Roberta Purdy are writing in support to the request to remove the existing shed with a new shed, also stating that the current structure is in disrepair and the new one would be an improvement. And then Charles and Patricia Jeffries, they've lived on Elmwood Avenue East in Angola by the Bay for nearly 30 years and are neighbors of the petitioners. They do not have any issues with the property owners replacing the existing dilapidated storage shed with a new one at the current location, and do feel that a new shed would be a much improved addition. And then finally, Gail Nyberg, also a neighbor and supporting a support offering the variance. Okay, and also I'd like to note that there was a board case number 11,672 that was approved on November 16th, 2015, for a variance of 4.8 feet from 5 feet for an existing shed and a variance of 2.2 from 5 feet for the rear yard for an existing shed.
Anything on the structures, on the structure on the dwelling?
Yes. There was variances for that as well.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a bunch of variances. There's
okay.
3.3 from the side yard.
That's
for the dwelling.
One of them.
5.2 from the rear yard for the dwelling. So there's several others.
Mr. Right.
Sure.
Okay.
And that's all I have.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Oops. Oh,
that's all right.
My name's Robert Ogden. Address is 23611 Homewood Avenue West. And that's in Lewis, Delaware.
Okay.
Angola by the Bay.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I do have a letter from Angola by the Bay confirming the variances, that they were all right with it.
If you'd hand it down there, please. Thank you.
Yeah, I was seeking a variance for a new shed. It's basically going to replace the existing shed that the previous variance mentioned. The previous shed was roughly 14 foot 10 by 8 foot. The new shed, I would like to be 16 foot by 8 foot. It will stay within the previous variances, and the difference in the length would just go back on my property more. The existing shed has a concrete slab under it, which I would prefer to use for the new shed. The lot shape in the rear is only 42 foot wide. And also in the rear, right back to the line, the back line is a brick patio that's elevated by like 8 inches across there. So in between that and the existing shed, there is a stone walkway in between the two. Really in the rear of the lot, due to the triangular shape, the shed really can't go anywhere else. That's about where it would be. The shed, existing shed was on the property at the time of the purchase, and the variance was granted to the previous owners, which was part of our selling and buying, you know, with the other variances included with that. So, the existing shed, it started out, it's actually 47 years old. So there's a metal shed there, and the previous owner covered that with 1x boards on shims and stuff there. And apparently the shed, metal shed rotted out, put the wood on, the wood shed rotted out, then covered the whole thing with siding. So the appearance, although it isn't very nice, there's nothing holding it together at this point. So there's no doubt that the new shed would add to the community and the area around just by the aesthetics of it. The minimum variance for the 18 foot by 6 foot shed to utilize the shed footprint would be a variance of 4.5 feet from the 5 foot side yard setback, and a variance of 2.2 feet from the 5 foot rear yard setbacks. That's about it.
The survey is showing 0.2 feet from the side yard.
That is, I can shift, and I just wanted a couple more inches there. The new shed is on a skid, so it can actually slide over a couple inches and still stay on the pad.
Okay, so you're gonna actually be putting it 6 inches from the property line?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because the existing one is closer.
Two. Or less than two.
On okay. Just wanted to verify that so you didn't have to come back.
Yeah.
Ms. McGee?
I don't have any questions.
Questions, Mr. Chairman? Questions?
Sure. I just want to make sure, because the survey that shows the shed, the new one, doesn't necessarily appear, it appears to just be written over the previous one, if I'm looking at it correctly.
Yes.
So this shed is going to be 8 inches or 8/10 of a foot wider. But it will be
not. If I'm sorry, excuse me. If you look at the original,
sure. Come on up here. What I'm looking at here on your existing one,
right?
It says it's 7.2 feet
right.
Wide. That's the existing one,
okay.
And that is 0.2 feet from the property line on the
no.
side.
See right here. This was offsetted here.
Uh huh.
Right there, and that part goes to it. 0.2 feet from the
okay
yard.
But this part is 0.5 as you get further down.
Yes, I really couldn't say. I know it's about 7'10" wide total from this point out to here.
Okay, but
okay.
Down here it says it's 7.2, and the reason I'm just and asking
is that's the shape of the building.
What I want to make sure is that if this board were to approve it, and then you were to go ahead and put it on there,
right,
and then it was to come up for inspection, that the numbers are going to match.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
I want to make sure that you're not going to run into a problem later and that we're clear on everything.
Right. I understand.
So this is 7.2 feet. The next, the new
right.
one is going to be 8 feet. So it's going to be
exactly.
0.8 of a feet wider.
Right.
But it will be offset from the
side property line by a little further. So you're going to be okay there, as you said. And it's going to be 1.2 feet longer because this is only 14.8 feet. But it's not going to come any closer than this one is to the rear property line. So you're going to have it come further down towards the front?
Right.
Okay. Exactly. All right. I just want to make sure that that was clear.
And like I said, it's really hard to see because it's just a little offset. And what the previous owner had done, this is a fence coming back here. So the fence was actually inside there. And that back part of the fence, he extended the shed over it. And that fence was that back wall inside the shed.
Almost like a lean-to we're using the
almost,
shed.
Almost, okay. Yes.
All right, very interesting.
So, yeah, when I set it up, it's going to be 0.5. It'll be six inches off.
Okay.
And the way the shed is, and the concrete pad is rectangular, you know, it's not offset like that. So that, you know, just when you look at the pad itself, it's much further than the 0.2 inches.
All right. And I have no further questions then. Thank you. Appreciate
hearing
that.
No further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. Excuse me. Again, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the situation is unique where the applicant bought a property that had a shed that really wasn't a shed, doesn't sound like, or it dissolved. And so, therefore, in order to have a structure to use for the same purpose, he needs to replace it. And it appears from the survey that he's limited on the space he could put it in. And so I think it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. I don't think the situation was created by the applicant. It's the way he bought the property. Probably would keep the shed he has if it was worth keeping. He suggests that it won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood. We didn't hear testimony to the contrary. And I think it is a minimum to afford relief. So I make a motion that we approve case number 12,059.
Do I have a second to that motion?
And that motion?
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Mears that we approve case number 12,058.
58, I'm sorry.
Huh?
You're right. I said 59. I'm at 58.
All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mears?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Ms. McGee?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by vote of 5-0, case number 12,058 is approved, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir.